Fight presents. Women's Wrestling Talk. The number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, aka the Canadian Assassin, and I am not alone. She's the host of In Cat We Trust, plus one of the hosts and writers of Women's Wrestling Talk. Please welcome Katrina Blake.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey.
And we also have the senior writer and host of Women's Wrestling Talk, Nikki Bougie. How are you doing?
I'm great. Good to be here. How are you?
Good. We have an amazing guest today, an exclusive, so you guys want to hang tight for that. And of course, just all around a great person. She has been on Women's Wrestling Talk before. You could see her on Impact. Please welcome the Cannibal, Savannah Evans.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey. So let's just start off with the great news and congratulations. Exclusive for Women's Wrestling Talk, you have been signed to Impact.
So, yes, yeah, and so that's big. Thank you guys. You guys are the first ones to announce it.
So tell us about because we had you on in, I think it was 2017, a while ago. So tell us about the phone call or how it happened, all that good stuff.
So I originally got a call from Tommy Dreamer back, I would say it was June or July of last year. He had been speaking with my trainer, one of my trainers, Caleb Conley, who was with Impact also, about bringing me in and, you know, send me videos of her, you know, some recent stuff. So we got all the information he needed. He had an idea for, you know, what he wanted to do with me on the show. And that was the start of me, you know, coming in and doing some stuff with Impact. But about the signing itself, I got that call maybe 3 weeks ago, worked out all the, you know, fine details in the contract, and then sent it back last week.
Overall feeling. I mean, you have been putting in work, so it's not like you've just kind of been sitting around twiddling your thumbs. You have been putting work. We've seen you everywhere. But, you know, to sign that on your name on the dotted line. So what's the overall feeling now? Like it's there, it's done, you're permanent.
Yeah, that is the feeling. Like, okay, it's there. You know what I mean? My first, you know, major long-term contract with a company. So it's really big for me in my book. But I do know, you know, the contract is there, it's signed. But, you know, it just means I have to work harder now. You know what I mean? Like that it's official.
So I have to ask, what made you decide Impact Wrestling? And what are a few things that makes it feel like home?
So one thing I love about Impact is the locker room. You know what I mean? Like everyone's there. They all have their each own role. You know what I mean? No one's stepping on anyone's toes or anything like that. It's just, we're all working to put out this product. You know, we all have that one goal in mind. So I love the locker room that they have there. And, you know, just like their, not motives, their goal, like their plan for the company is really big for me. Like just, for example, like the diversity of women they have on the roster is big for me. You know, none of us look the same. We'll never be confused for the other one. We all bring something unique to the table, something different. And so that's something that I value, and obviously they value as well.
And you faced some pretty, like, amazing opponents already. You had Lady Frost, Trish Adora, Mickie James, Jazz. So who are some of your favorites that you got to step into the ring with?
Ooh, of all time?
Just general.
In general, I love wrestling Trish Adora. I think, you know, we haven't wrestled, like, you know, hundreds of times, but each time we do wrestle each other, we've grown and we've improved. So it's fun to see where we're at, you know, each time we wrestle each other. And same thing with Lindsay Snow. We had a best 2 out of 3 series. Maybe it was like 2018, 2019. You know, I would love to do that again with her. We had a match at Eddie Kingston's Grindhouse for WWN, I think was the last match we had. And just, I feel like each time I wrestle her, it's, you know, we each have improved. We want to see what, you know, what we've learned, what else we can do. So those are two that are big for me. At Impact, obviously wrestling Mickie James was big for me. Just someone that you saw on TV, not, you know, as a kid, but like just watching wrestling, you know, when I was younger, like seeing her. So that was big for me. And it's also someone that if I go to like a friend or a family member and I say, hey, you know, watch this show, I wrestled Mickie James, they'll know who I'm talking about because she is, you know, a huge name in wrestling.
Very awesome, like Mickie James and Trisha Dora. But let's get into your tag team kind of career. So you tagged up with Big Swole, and then now you're tagging with Tasha Steelz. Like, can you provide any insight or the difference between the two tag teams? What you liked, or I wouldn't say disliked because they're both amazing people, but what you kind of learned from those two tag teams?
Yeah, definitely. I love, obviously, they're both strong Black women. And so that's something that, you know, you have that bond that you form with Swole in our tag team. It was early on in both of our careers. So we were just both there having fun, you know, getting to travel together and getting, you know, on different shows together. So it's different than me and Tasha, where now, you know, we're both established, but, you know, now she's the champion. So it's, I guess the word's determined. We're more of a determined tag team to kind of, you know, show what it is that we're doing compared to when I was with Swole and it was more of just, hey, we're here, we're having fun, we're representing Black women too, but we're just, you know, just here to have a good time.
Definitely. Well, I was actually there to see your match with Mickie James, and I was also there over the weekend to see you team up with Tasha Steelz to try to get those tag team titles. Not successful, but I want to know, how was that experience being in the ring with so many different knockouts?
So now there was definitely a lot of them, and that ring is huge, but you know what I mean? It's a lot of girls. I just remember the crowd most of all, you know what I mean? When me and Jordan Grace had our exchange, the crowd was there and I heard them. So that's what I remember the most about that match. Just the different little things that we each did. We each got to showcase what we're doing, despite the fact that there's so many girls in the ring, but you know, just the crowd. So, and actually, I think I'm thinking about the Battle Royal and not the tag match that you're talking
but
about.
But you know what's funny about that? I was there at the Ultimate. I was there at WrestleCon and at Hard to Kill.
Oh,
and
that, okay, yeah.
I mean, you're right. When you and Jordan Grace went at it, like that was wild. So all the experiences that you had thus far are amazing.
Yeah, the one you're referring to, the WrestleCon match we had for the number one contender for the tag titles. Obviously, it's big because, you know, Tasha is the Knockouts champion. So if we then held the tag titles, that would be enormous. Like you said, unfortunately, that wasn't the case, but it was definitely cool to kind of be in there and mix it up with girls that are regular tag partners. And then, of course, the ones that aren't necessarily tag partners, like Giselle and Lady Frost. So that it definitely posed a lot of different challenges.
So we did a little deep dive on your social media, all that good stuff. So you had some amazing pictures, and one of them was from March Madness, where you were like holding two basketballs. I think it's a really iconic picture. So if you haven't blown it up, please do. But tell us about the photo shoot and, you know, everything behind it and how the concept came about.
Yeah, so I love the whole concept for these photo shoots we're doing. I guess if we're going behind the scenes, you know, Alicia Edwards and Madison Rain are really kind of organizing everyone to get these photos done. So, you know, big props to them. But it's, you know, just a handful of knockouts, you know, each photo shoot. And then I was selected to do the March Madness photo shoot, which is cool for me. Side note, I did not play basketball in school at all, but I think the pictures came out great because it looks, you know, because I look athletic like a basketball player. So, you know, we all had a bunch of different poses that we had in mind. So we were just trying stuff, you know what I mean? Like Alicia was there next to the camera kind of suggesting poses. And then that was one that we just kind of came up with, the double bicep pose with the double basketballs. And when I look back on it, I'm like, oh, this is not bad. And like even small things like the basketballs are in the exact pose. It's not like one is, the lines are going up and down and one, the lines are going sideways. Like it, when I saw it, I was like, okay, like I really like this pose. I did put it up on my, I think it was my Instagram and my Twitter, but yeah, that's definitely one I'll be sharing forever because it did come off so strong.
So what is your impact moment for you? That's like that larger than life kind of moment.
And I think I talked a little bit about this on the last podcast I did. For me, the moments are always building. You know what I mean? Because it's like each time I'm there, it's like, here's another moment, here's another moment, here's another moment, here's another moment. One of my favorite personal moments was winning the Monsters Ball match. You know, and the fact that that particular match was dedicated to Daphne makes it even huger. Just... You know what I mean? Like we went in there and it was weapons and it was chaos. But for me, that was a big moment. Of course, we mentioned Mickey James, wrestling Mickey James was big too.
Circle back. You signed the contract. You're with Impact. What is the game plan? I mean, obviously it's always dominance, you know, why wrestle if you're not going to try to take over the locker room. But what is the game? What is the game plan? What are the things that you kind of want to like tick off your bucket list?
And so I don't even know that I've really sat down and kind of thought about that. I just want to, okay, well, we'll backtrack a little bit. So I have been wrestling, we announced it, or I talked about it last week. Last week makes 8 years since I started training. So even having said that, there are a lot of people that don't, that just don't know my name, that haven't seen me wrestle. So I think first and foremost on the list of what I'm here doing at Impact is to get my name out there to a bigger audience, you know, just kind of the person that's never seen Savannah Evans wrestle, just leave that impact on them. No pun intended. you know what I mean? Like just let people see my brand of wrestling first and foremost. And then, you know, from there I'm game for whatever is going to happen at Impact, you know, whatever opportunities arise, but definitely getting my name out there is big for me right now.
Oh, I think that's very important. So my favorite question I always have to ask, what are three opponents that you've never faced that you do want to face? It can be an Impact or any other promotion.
Okay. The three that I have on my list, two of them are not an Impact. One of them is now. And this list really has not varied that much in, you know, the past 5-6 years. Thunder Rosa, La Rosa Negra, and Deonna Purrazzo.
All very possible. When you got the news, I got asked this question the other day too. Like, you know, when you get big news, who's the first person that you call?
So it's funny. When I got the initial call, I want to say maybe one of the first people that I texted was Tommy Dreamer, just because he happened to just coincidentally be texting me right after that exchange happened, and he had no idea. He was just asking me to be on his podcast and I was like, you know, they just offered me a contract, and he was just like, oh, I had no idea, congratulations. But definitely my trainer George South is one of the first people I told, Caleb Conley as well, because they've both been instrumental in my training and just the way I perceive wrestling, the way, you know, I handle myself, et cetera, et cetera. So I would say probably those three people were the first that knew about it. Obviously then I, you know, told my brothers and my mom, and they know what that means, but they don't know what that means. You know what I mean? Like, so I kind of have to explain to them. yeah, I signed a contract and this is what that means, going forward and for me.
Nice. Well, congratulations so much. We are so proud of you here. You know, it's Women's Wrestling Talk. We always want to highlight women who wrestle. So can't wait to see all the amazing things that you're going to do on Impact and beyond. For folks who are not following you, also shout out to your dog, by the way, very cute dog. Where can they
follow He's you? Actually across the room over here. Yeah. So the Twitter is Savannah Evans, the letter N, the letter V. And Instagram and Facebook is Savannah EVS, just because on all those, Savannah Evans is taken already, but I've already gone through this a million times. Like, I'm trying to get verified so that I can kind of get those handles for myself.
Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to all things for 2022. I feel like we're back into normalcy, kind of, sort of. So yeah, congratulations, and we will talk to you again.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
I'm one of the hosts and writers of Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. This is Women's Wrestling Talk News Edition, and I have a lot to talk about, so let's get right to it. Now, this past weekend was WrestleMania week, and all wrestling fans know that WrestleMania week is a really big week for wrestling in general. And so WWE had quite a few things happening, so let's touch a little bit on that. Queen Charmelle was inducted into the 2022 Hall of Fame class. Charmelle came from WCW as a dancer, but also as a manager to quite a few wrestlers in WCW. When she got to WWE, she was married to Booker T, and she became known to many fans as Queen Charmelle, you know, where she kind of was the extra part of his King of the Ring gimmick. She had an eloquent and very well-spoken speech, and I was very proud of Charmelle and how beautiful she looks. So again, congratulations for making it into the Hall of Fame, Queen Charmelle, for me and us at Women's Wrestling Talk. Also, there was quite a few women's matches on the WrestleMania card. So we had Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey, and Charlotte Flair did retain her SmackDown Women's title. We also had Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair, and Bianca did beat Becky Lynch to become a two-time women's title holder, but also the first time she is a Raw Women's title holder. It was an amazing match, so if you haven't checked it, please go watch it. We also had a fatal four-way match for the women's tag team title. So we had Queen Zelina and Carmella versus Natty and Shayna Baszler versus Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan versus Sasha Banks and Naomi. And now all these women on the card are amazing women. However, we had a lot of black girl magic happening, and Sasha Banks and Naomi did win this, which is super amazing. So all this beautiful black girl magic happened at WWE this past week. Now, WWE also had NXT Stand and Deliver, which was their pay-per-view for the WrestleMania weekend. So there was a fatal four-way for the NXT Women's title. It was Mandy Rose, who was the champion, Cora Jade, Io Shirai, and Kylie Rae. Mandy Rose did retain her NXT Women's title and also revealed a new NXT Women's belt, which was pretty nice, I have to admit. And so congratulations, Mandy, on retaining. Stand and Deliver also had Women's Tag Team Championships for NXT on the line, and it was Toxic Attraction's JC Jane and Gigi Gollin versus Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai, and Dakota and Raquel wound up becoming the new NXT Women's Tag Team Champions. It was a really, really good match, and I'm really happy for Raquel and Dakota Kai. Also, during WrestleMania week was Ring of Honor Super Card of Honor, where a Women's World Championship match occurred to find out who is going to be the new interim Ring of Honor Women's World Champion. The match was between Mercedes Martinez and Willow Nightingale, and Mercedes was victorious and became the new interim Ring of Honor Women's World Champion. Now, it is important to note that Deonna Purrazzo did win the original Ring of Honor Women's World Champion from Roxy a couple of months ago. And so I am interested to see what they're going to do with this. Are they going to combine the titles? Are they going to have Mercedes versus Deonna to see who's going to be the actual women's title holder? Too many options, but I can't wait to see what happens with that. And again, congratulations, Mercedes, from us here at Women's Wrestling Talk. Also, during WrestleMania week, they had quite a few other promotions having events, one of them being Impact's Multiverses of Matches. Now, Taya Valkyrie did return to Impact, and Taya is the longest reigning Knockouts champion in Impact history. Anyway, she returns to confront Deonna Purrazzo, and so now the two will meet at Impact's Rebellion on April 23rd, 2022. They will be fighting for the AAA Reina de Reinas Championship, and I cannot wait because both women are absolutely fantastic. So you guys, please be on the lookout for that match and pay-per-view. Thank you so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk News Edition. Please don't forget to check out the website at wwtalkpod.com. Also follow us on social media at wwtalkpod. Check out the YouTube and subscribe to that, and Fight TV to check out interviews every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Again, I am Katrina from In Cap We Trust. You can find me on anything at In Cap We Trust. The E is a 3 on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
Oh my gosh, she was absolutely amazing. I need to take a look at, because I did see the one interview we did from back in the day, so I need to like look over it, but absolutely amazing. But let's get into that panel question, you guys. Are you ready for it?
Yep.
Okay, so you know, we just finished off with WrestleMania. You know, Cody Rhodes did make an appearance, so if you could book Cody and Brandi in a tag team, with another tag team, obviously, who would it be?
Ah, Matt. I feel like because Seth was the one who kind of, you know, he kind of had the match with, you know, as his return to WWE, I wouldn't mind kind of seeing like Becky Lynch just, we know they're together, but they don't really do any wrestling storylines together. So I wouldn't mind seeing just like that one time, just like Becky to kind of bring Brandy back. Just a quick little, you know, Becky talk her, you know, Becky let's talk her shit and everything. And so have her do that. And, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing it, though I wouldn't mind seeing Bianca and Montez tag either. And just because I love Bianca and like everything. And so just, I guess I could throw her in something, but throw her in something. And so I wouldn't mind seeing like, you know, Bianca, and obviously she's, you know, the more gifted of, you know, the two of them, but I feel like she would do well with making sure Brandy would, like, I'm just saying, like, in regards to, like, she's really athletic and everything, and so I feel like, I think she would do take care to make sure Brandy still looks absolutely, like, amazing with her in the ring, and Montez, is, to me, is super talented, and I love, like, how effortless a lot of his moves are, especially with his height and everything. A lot of the stuff that he does just looks really effortless, that a lot of people can't pull that off all the time either, so I wouldn't mind either group of those people if we had to do, like, a mixed tag.
Well, listen, you can't come to WWE without facing the It Couple. None other than Miz and Maurice. It would just make sense. The story's there, the writing's in the booking. However, I do like to do fantasy booking because for some odd reason, I would love to see Charlotte Flair and Cody Rhodes somehow be a tag and live on this legacy. So I would book it with Charlotte having anybody as a partner, John Cena, I don't know, somebody. And then Cody turns on Brandy. That's how I would book it.
Of Charlotte Flair, because this is airing immediately. You already look at the smile. So for you guys who don't know, who don't watch our other shows, we have several other shows. So definitely go and check our YouTube page, etc. Nikki got to meet her. I don't know if the right word is idol, but Nikki got to meet Charlotte Flair, and Nikki has been talking about Charlotte Flair. It's just like how I talk about Naomi. So just times that by 10. So what was that experience like? What was the conversation?
So it wasn't, you know, long, but it was long enough. It's so hard to honestly describe. Like it was really a moment. It's like time just stopped for like, I was really, y'all have to ask Santana. I was breaking down. You can catch the video on my Instagram. I mean, I barely can even, like, it's crazy. It is. It's really crazy. But a beautiful experience because she actually knew who I was. She didn't recognize me at first, but she knew who I was.
I know who you were.
Give me just a second. So one of my really good friends actually got her to follow me on Instagram.
Okay.
So I told her my Instagram name and then it went from there. So.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
my pick would be the It Couple as well. That just kind of makes sense as far as on paper and stuff like that. So that would be my choice. I don't think we got any word if Brandy is signed, but again, it would make sense, but WWE sometimes does stuff that doesn't make sense. So, you know, here we are, you know, a la the Samoan dynasty that WWE has been slipping on, but we won't discuss that. Other than that, Katrina, where can everybody find you?
Pretty much everywhere on Incap We Trust. And if you're on Instagram and Twitter, just change that E into a 3.
You guys can catch me on Twitter. That's Nikki Bougie, and on Instagram, same thing. I'm not causing too much chaos anymore. I think WrestleCon meeting some of my favorites. You'll just see that for a while.
Okay. Here we are. You can catch. Make sure you go to our website, www.talkpod.com. We have a whole bunch of articles in there. We have a whole new thing coming up for May, so stay tuned to that. We have, if you wanted to see the Salt Shakers and their manager and the experience they had at WrestleMania and WrestleCon and Wale Mania and all that good stuff, go to social media. Make sure you follow them and also follow our social media page, WWE Talk Pod, on everything. Other than that, you can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. Thank you guys so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Without you guys, we would not be around. So till next time, guys. Ciao.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.